Almost everybody's first step into investing is in the form of a 401k or an IRA of some kind. These retirement accounts are popular because they're easy to open, and some jobs even offer this benefit and have a matching bonus if you contribute to them. But today, I want to go over some of the limitations and returns of these accounts so you can truly make great diversified investing decisions. This is Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate, where we guide you through the relentless pursuit of financial independence. I'm your host, Justin Moy, managing partner at Perpetual Wealth Capital, a multifamily real estate investing firm that lets everyday people invest passively in income-producing apartment buildings. First, let's talk about both of these accounts. I mean, they're similar in that they're retirement accounts, meaning the plan is to contribute a little bit every month or every paycheck maybe, and over a long period of time, when you're ready to retire, you'll have a large sum of money to live off of. Now, how much you contribute will depend on how much you want to retire with and how much you can afford. And just like any other investment vehicles, time is your friend here. If you start earlier in life, you can get by with contributing less per month or contribute aggressively and have a massive amount more. If you started contributing later in life, you may want to contribute a little bit more to hit your goals. But how much do these accounts typically return in actuality? Now, it varies quite a bit, but the average retirement account in America returns between 5 and 10% per year on average, with IRAs typically being on the higher end of that spectrum, between maybe 7 to 10%. It can be different if you have an employer 401k, as they can include matching benefits, and sometimes the employer has different products that they invest in with that 401k money. But a safe bet would be to expect over a long period of time, the returns would average out somewhere between 5 and 10%. So the returns actually are not too bad. And if we take an optimistic view of 10%, it's still pretty good. It's still about 50 to 100% less than what most real estate projects typically project, but it isn't a bad return and it isn't a bad way to diversify. Overall, it isn't the returns of retirement accounts that many real estate investors have issue with. It's the impact of the money itself. With these types of accounts, there are typically penalties for withdrawing your money early. And as real estate investors, typically our goal is to impact our quality of life through passive income, as opposed to building up large net worth that can't be accessed for decades. Now, if these accounts returned 5 to 10% cash flow per year on average, that'd be a different story. I mean, that cash flow can actually impact your quality of life and even build up over time to replace your ordinary income. But retirement accounts aren't made for that. They don't put money in your pocket every month. They're meant to actually take money out of your pocket every month, and they don't return any of it for years and years until you can access that large sum of cash, sometimes with or without tax penalties, depending on what type of retirement account it is. If you also take into account stabilized real estate projects, typically will project to return at least a 6% cash on cash and grow over the years as rents organically increase and expenses decrease as a lot are paid down, you could actually have a real estate property returning monthly what your retirement accounts project to return over many, many decades on average annually. And with cash flow, you have access to money now that you can use to reinvest or just live your life with. Not to mention the appreciation of the asset and the ability to sell or refinance equity out if you're looking for lump sum returns or payments. Now, in this scenario, you have one investment that takes every month, either directly from your paycheck or manually through transfers, versus another investment that gives every month through rental income and then gives again through appreciation. Retirement accounts are a great way to diversify your investments, and they're especially effective if you have an employer matching of some kind. But in reality, retirement accounts don't typically have the positive impact on the life that you're looking to live now. If you want to learn more about real estate investing, follow my socials. The links are in the show notes. And if you want to learn more about being a passive investor in multifamily opportunities, download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Building Generational Wealth and Passive Cash Flow Through Multifamily Real Estate. The link is in the show notes or head to thedefinitiveguidebook.com.